That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and how's everybody doing in the middle of July? I'm here with Frank St. James, and I wanted to have a highlight tonight. And I'm going to say, bring it to the light or believe in the light. So much is going on in this country, and everything is changing so fast. You feel like you've got the best thing that you've loved being taken away from you. And instead of going into depression, it would be good if you could take some steps to ascension. First, accept your changes willingly and look within and accept your inner messages. Let your light shine and look forward to where you're going instead of saying, I'm losing this or I'm losing that. You want to look forward to where you're going to change your focus, because where thoughts flow, energy goes, and we know that. And Frank, talk a little bit about this, because I know you know it so well, especially with what you've been through in the past few months.
Well, I've noticed, and I watch European news, and also, there's these so-called changes in the weather, so-called, you know, that they say haven't happened in 100 years, but now it's changed. It's not the same as 100 years ago either. But there's a psychological, it seems, a whole change that way with the way the planets have been going, and the feeling of this is going to a particular ending, and the past 1,000 years don't mean anything. That's what I'm feeling. And it's a new kind of millennium that we're experiencing. So it looks like the younger generation is going to make their own history, if that's possible with them. But I just see changes with everybody. Even in my readings, I talk to people and great losses that they've been going through, because senior citizens have been changing all over the world. Germany, their generation has been getting older and older, so they let these immigrants in, and the immigrants took advantage of what was going on and caused a lot of problems. But all over the world, we're getting. I'm talking to people that are going monumental changes in even the way they do things. Of course, we're forced to do that. So, but it also can help you to progress, and that's the most important thing. So that's the way we're built. We should be able to adjust the changes.
But when we look at the when we look at being forced, then we're in battle. And the whole thing is not to be in battle. The whole thing is to be in the light. And that is when you have to kind of float away from what's going on and just be who you are. Be authentic, live your life the way that you believe it, and continue on without fear. It's the fear that gets us, the fear that causes disease, the fear that causes separation. And you don't have to go through that. You just have to take a deep breath and say, "Thy will be done," and trust that you are headed for higher ground, because we are going to have a big shift in 2022. As you know, I give my predictions on Coast to Coast every year, and I also write for the Sedona Times, the Emerging Light magazine. And I have named next year already. It's going to be the year of action, the year of change. We're going to have to take an action, maybe stand up to what we believe in. Or a lot of people are moving, Frank. So many people are moving now and relocating, and they're getting ready to stand their ground and say, "I'm here, this is mine, and go live your life, I'm living mine, in peace." It's hard. By the way, this is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, and there are call-in numbers. We would love you to call in tonight to ask us a question. The call-in numbers are 888-627-6008. And there's also 323-744-4831. The call-in number to ask a question is 888-627-6008. So, Frank, I wanted to just stress the point that if you're in fear, if you're afraid what's going to happen, if you're afraid you're going to lose, then you can create it. I don't see that you've been that way. You're just continuing on, knowing that you might have a relocation at some point, but you're okay where you are. And I don't feel anxiety coming from you. Yes, I might feel some grief and disappointment, but I don't feel the anxiety that I feel from other people. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I've been doing I've been doing various things. As you know, I've studied so much. Hypnotherapist. I've been a hypnotherapist for 50 years, and I'm using some of that on myself. And I do have my moments of emotion, but I get through it. I don't actually know where I'm heading. But I have hit on a couple things that I think I'd like to do and get more into. And
that's wonderful. You're creating a new focus. And that's what I'm talking about with people.
Right.
You're creating a new focus, maybe something you haven't done before. And I think we all have to do that, especially if we've lost our job or if our jobs are no longer viable with what's happened with COVID and so many, many, many things. And it's good because we have so many talents that we haven't used, and sometime we can tap into them and begin to use them. It's really great the way that happens. But we also have to really concentrate on bringing in the light and being aware that we are not the body, that we are a member of a group of energetic beings that are universal-wide, and that we're here for whatever we're here for. But you need to think things in your life that you can grow with.
I think the biggest thing is to back off. I mean, there's so many things every day that you can go crazy with the news and what certain people are doing, and it's not a big, it's not like a lot of people are doing these things that are kind of destroying this and that, but it seems to be the few, but we got to back off. I always believe in the Zen Buddhism where he who's silent knows and he who speaks doesn't. And I think it's that time.
Yeah. You can call it prayer. You can call it communication with God. You can call it meditation. But start a few minutes a day and listen to what's going on inside of you. If you don't spend focused time being in your heart, then give thanks for where you are in your life. Look over your life and see where you were born into and where you are now. And be thankful.
Well, I've learned that if I listen...
how to use your time. That's another thing that's important. I'm sorry, Frank.
Okay. But I've learned that I can... the more quiet I am, the more I watch, the more I listen to what's going on, the more I understand, and the more that you can cleanse yourself and bring in, bring in God. God is within, I believe.
Absolutely.
And I think you can have an opening instead of getting angry. Angry doesn't solve anything. It just causes physical problems in you.
Another thing that I found up here in New Hampshire is to take time with nature. If nature is beautiful, if it's the pot you planted in your room, if it's just looking at maybe your dog or your cat, your pet or your baby as they have their day, you're going to find yourself very thankful. And then you can be thankful for nature. Even if you're only able to look through photographs of wonderful things like National Geographic magazine, which I happen to love. And one of the most beautiful things, just see yourself standing there. Visualize it. Do an inner vision. You know how many times I see myself in Denver or in Colorado on Pikes Peak, just sitting on the edge with my arms out giving thanks? It's a neat visualization. And it just absolutely lifts you up and makes you feel better inside. And when you feel irritated with someone, maybe who's going too slow in front of you as you're driving, release the irritation and begin to send them love, for you have no idea what's happening in that person's life in front of you. Now, sometimes when you see those fast drivers, you know, Frank, the ones that cut in and out real fast, that annoys me. And what I do is I kind of see them over to the side getting a ticket because I think their behavior is dangerous to other people. And then that does work. It's pretty funny.
Well, the worst thing you can do is challenge them. I noticed a lot of times when I was coming back from Massachusetts to New Jersey on the turnpike, 95, that there were certain sections where people would come on the fast lane and then cut right in front of you.
Yep.
And then they would be, they'd pull over a little bit and see what you're going to do. Well, I refuse to react to them.
Well, that's another thing I was going to say. We have to be very mindful about our bodies, mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. And that it's good not to react. Because when you react, then you give them what they want. And when you don't react, then you're nurturing an aspect of yourself. A disruption can give your physical body problems like arthritis. But when you don't react, if you just take a deep breath and flow with it and just feel sorry for the person because they're so angry or sorry because they have to do that kind of thing, then you're blessing them. And
well,
I know it's a new way of thinking, but it does help.
Yeah. If you react, you're just you're falling into their trap. But if I always go by these three words, and they're from my studies in hypnosis, and I'm always calm, relaxed, and composed. So as soon as somebody does that type of a thing, where I could have gotten a bad accident if I reacted, I keep saying those words, and I calm right down. It just seems to take over. And so I like yourself, I find different antidotes to help me get through these particular times or any time. I mean, that's been our studies. You know.
And, you know, we've had a lot of time to ourselves over this year. When you find yourself reviewing the past and you remind yourself what happened, you have to understand that the past is the past, and nothing will change until you learn the lesson from what happened. And you might want to change, but I think you can change your experience of it in your mind. If you remember that you were very angry, picture a different outcome. You know, that can be very healing, Frank. When you change history, when you remember, well, I got very angry and mad. I had that happen last week when I had a friend here for the week, and I was watching my new behavior and thinking about my old behavior, and it was so gratifying because I could see by my natural responses to the new behavior that I was very different than I might have been 10 years ago. And that's when you're really growing. And when you're feeling afraid, go back to a time when you were not afraid. Maybe a time that you felt at peace, and hold on to that peace. Remember it and bring that in. One of my favorite sayings is, "Thy will is my will."
It's self-cleaning. And I believe in getting rid of all that anger that manifests in your life, and just going back, because instead of getting mad, re-mad at somebody, well, what did you contribute? You might have contributed.
What was your part in it? Right.
Yeah.
A great question that Louise Hay taught us is, how did I bring this to myself? How did I bring this to myself, and how can I love it? And now, Frank, we are at a time where it's time to listen to the weekly cosmic tip to see what's coming up this next week. A little bit of confusion this week, so everybody pay attention. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your weekly stargazing report, the week of July 19th through July 25th, 2021. This week brings an overdose of minor annoyances as well as some harmony. The summer energy is a bit all over the place, so try to stay calm, take some deep breaths, and know that it always works out in the end. It's best to keep quiet on Monday morning and tend to existing projects until that moon in Scorpio slips into Sagittarius. The day also brings a grand trine in water, before the moon slips out of Scorpio into Sag. You may be tired of someone's antics and come down hard with righteous indignation. Luckily, the combative forces are quickly dispelled as the good-natured trine quickly soothes any swirling tensions. Mercury makes a minor harmony move to Uranus overnight, Monday to Tuesday. Travel or flying dreams are generally manifested now. If you wake up with a brilliant idea, be sure to write it down because it will leave as quickly as it came. On Wednesday, there is one final big-hearted trine between the Moon and Venus, just before that planet of love and beauty bids farewell to generous Leo and slips into the more toned-down sign of hard-working Virgo. Wednesday evening, Venus slips into Virgo until August 16th. This is not a comfortable combination, but you can use it to clean up your clutter, do a house cleanse or a healthy inner cleanse, and it's time to get organized. Early on Thursday, Venus opposes Jupiter. Be careful of biting off more than you can chew or overcommitting yourself to excessive indulgences, and don't overspend. However, it's a relatively quick and easy combination. The full moon is on Friday, July 23rd at 2 degrees Aquarius. Many of the planets are in fixed signs of Leo, Aquarius, and Taurus. Fixed signs are great at pushing through and keeping on, and not allowing yourself to get too discouraged. After all, it is summertime, and we are going through the dog days. This Aquarius energy pits the Sun and Mercury against the Moon and Pluto and Saturn, giving it an edge for innovative ideas and sheer courage and determination that can bring down the powers that be. However, there are lessons to letting go and allowing time for release, release of the old, and open up to new ideas and new projects. Also, avoid my way as a highway with the people that you are working with and allow extra space between you and people who are unwilling to adapt to change. Venus and Mars, who were aligned earlier this month, are still close to each other and they are opposing expansive Jupiter. The way to use this combination is to pick tasks that are fun and creative and don't take on anything that's too large and time consuming. Not at this time of year. Both Friday evening and Saturday are good for meeting friends and trying something out of the ordinary, like a new restaurant or an eclectic movie, whatever you feel. It's time to get out and about, isn't it? Saturday is good for artistic ventures thanks to Mercury's trine with Neptune. It's also good for a new movie that you haven't seen yet. Share it with your friends. Activists may be butting heads with the establishment when Mercury opposes Pluto on Sunday. Think twice before going out to any protests. It's best to share and be active early in the morning on Sunday, because later in the afternoon, Jupiter and opposes Mars. And that brings ideological differences that could morph into some physical violence. In the evening, the energies will be mentally tired, or just not wanting to talk to people who are whining. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, if. Just be careful, because these things can happen quite suddenly when you're unawares. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 206. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to return to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James.
And this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back. And Frank and I were talking about technology and satellite phones and cell phones and how they're going to start manifesting. And what's the word, Frank? They're going to start tracking them, and as they're taking you off of Facebook and Twitter, they're going to start taking your phones away. Do you think that's true, Frank?
I don't think right away, but it's the easiest way to track people. A sophisticated TV is also, and this is going back a few years ago, which I learned because I'm always in touch with certain investigators, because I work with these people most of my life, and they already could track you. They already could track your conversation.
I told my son I had gotten an iPhone 11, and he said, "Oh boy, you're really going to get tracked." And he would write me about it in length, and he lives in China, and he's done a lot of research. He's very knowledgeable.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I moved to New Hampshire, I moved into my parents' house, and they already had the landline wiring, so I asked for a landline, and I couldn't get it because there was no company that would hook me up. They have not maintained the landlines, and they have not, so they let them all rot and rust, and they're just using cell phones. But what is this about satellite phones? Were you talking about that, Frank?
Well, the satellites have been more sophisticated. They monitor each other, too, don't forget. There's so many different things that are going. They're going to get all your medical records.
Oh, I know.
And they're going to monitor that, and they know what'll hurt you.
Well, you know, somebody asked me the other day, is your artificial intelligence smarter than you are? And that's an interesting question, because we're kind of having a battle between us and artificial intelligence. And I think the answer is yes and no, but we're the ones that have the soul. We're the ones that have the God connection, and we're the ones that invented all of the things that we use, all of the artificial intelligence, although I know that they've got some amazing stuff that they've been able to do, but it's all mimicked after the human body, and it's all, you know, copied from that. I wonder, though, you know, when you think of Star Wars, if you really think that artificial intelligence can turn on you. What do you think, Frank?
Well, going back to even jet planes, they're going so fast that everything, you have something that's either implanted in your brain or if you think right turn, it goes to right turn right away. So you don't need a, there's no steering mechanism, so to speak. It's all done by the brain. It's got to be done quick, because the faster these planes go.
I don't know how much I would really trust that.
Well, I do a lot of research, and I watch a lot of different programs. Some of them don't make any sense to me, and some do. But I happen to know that's what they do, and that's been a few years ago. So things are moving so fast
that you don't have
a chance to really turn the wheel.
Oh, you know. Gosh. I don't know whether artificial intelligence is faster than our reflexes, because they can't think the way that we think. And we also have something that they don't have, and that's extrasensory perception. We have ESP, we have our intuition, we have an inner knowing, and when we follow that, that puts us on the right path. And that people are losing their God complex, and a lot of people don't believe in God. They don't believe that there is an extra energy that we can use and that we have used before and that we're going to use even more, and they don't believe in group consciousness, where if people get together and meditate, that they can make a physical change through the meditation. And that is true. And I've seen it time and time and time again. It's a beautiful experience. So
well,
it's really
going
to be an interesting time in 2022.
Well, they're already interfering with the brain. And that's through artificial intelligence. And,
well, it's also through vaccinations and vaccines and all
it's
that.
It's messing with your brain waves.
Mm-hmm. It can be. There are ways to protect it, and I want to tell the audience that there are. Get some clear quartz crystals. And I used to have a clear quartz crystal in every window in my house so that I wouldn't have the inner vibrations. But I know that prayer and aversion work has happened, because think of Edgar Cayce. When Edgar Cayce predicted all these strange things were going to be happening in 1999. And think of Nostradamus. A lot of things that Nostradamus had predicted haven't happened. And I believe that's because we have raised our consciousness to a higher level. And I believe that many of us, and there's thousands of light workers out there, that have really worked very hard in groups and individually to raise people's consciousness. And when the person gets it, when they realize that it's their thought stream and that they have power over that, that's a real gift. And Frank, I know you've given hundreds of readings too, and I know that when you tell people, try it this way, and then they do it, then they call you back and they go, Frank, you're wonderful. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I believe in simple solutions. And I have dozens of ways of showing people how to get control in their life.
And we need to keep doing that. That's what our miracle is. Mm. And the miracle of miracles is that the answer comes to you. And maybe you do not quite understand it. It might be a miracle of phoning a friend. It might be some kind of a dream that has symbols in it. And I have a friend in Texas that had a dream last week about, and I knew it was symbolism, and somebody offered him a battery through the mail, and he went out and told the driver to take it back that he didn't order it.
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting because that has to do with energy. So how do you see that, Frank?
I've seen changes because of I've been dealing with the fourth dimension most of my life.
Well, this is now fifth dimension. 5D is coming in.
Well, the fifth dimension has been a little rough for me, but I'll reinforce my fourth dimension. I have gone into the fifth dimension a few times, but it's my knowledge of what's going on with it is not the greatest, so I'm sticking to what I know right now.
But moment by moment, we can only be accurate a certain percentage because we're only using a certain percentage of our body. A lot of our subconscious and our water elements, they aren't in our present consciousness. They're inside, and you can get very frustrated. But I want to say, sit and be quiet. Sit in quietness for a moment or so, and you might do something or hear something as you're sitting, and then you can receive direction to your question. And the doing comes after the silence of opening yourself up to receiving. How can I solve the question? Put me in the right direction. And then take a deep breath and go into silence. And you'll be very surprised at what could happen. Sometimes the phone will ring, and sometimes it'll just be silence. And sometimes I might get a little sleepy, and I'll lie down, and it'll happen while I'm lying down. You can feel yourself being worked on. When you want to know miracles, when you want to know inner answers to your problems, get quiet and go into the silence. The silence is an invitation that you give to connecting to the universe. The silence is the invitation that you give to have the direction come to you. And it will. It always does. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're on Let's Find Out. My guest tonight is Frank St. James, and it's time to take our half-hour break. And we're going to hear from Nat King Cole tonight, so I hope you enjoy it. We'll be back in a little bit.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: "The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return." Greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was Nat King Cole with Nature Boy. And I have always loved that song, and I'm sure that many, many people do. It's such a soft song, and that's what we're talking about. Because we have had that naturalness of going within and asking a question kind of taken away and shifted by technology and by some of the ways that we've been taught to think. The ego has taken over, and the ego is running things at this point instead of the natural flow of the universe. And we're on this planet. We're actually very tiny little ants on the planet. And when you look at the entire universe, you can realize that. If you ever got into space or on the moon, like some of the other people have done, and they tell us how they're impressed and that they realize that in a way they are living imprisoned and they have an obligation to the universe. For the greatest tragedy is that the entire world has lost what you have come here to give. And the idea of the lost human came about because so many of you have not been given support required to fulfill yourself. And that is so true. And that begins in childhood. That begins before the age of 3. From the parents that you've chosen. And you can also learn how to develop it as you become older and realize that there might be something missing in your life. And then what you have is what we call an epiphany, an awareness that comes. And you learn how to go ahead with your life, open up some of your talents. You learn how to be brave, not to live in fear, and to do what you feel impulse to do. Of course, we're talking about growthful things or making a change that you don't know whether you should make or not. But I think it's terrible to hear somebody hate their job and feel imprisoned and feel that they have to stay in the job because of the family. Take a deep breath, close your eyes, and take a leap and watch what happens, because the universe does support you. It really does. Frank, do you have more to add to that?
Well, I believe that all religions, if they're not twisted, have that certain thing going on that their spiritual leader or God or whatever, mm-hmm. Allah, is a loving person and not the person that the certain people will turn into as avenging, and nobody else, if they don't believe in what they believe in their religion, their natural enemies. And I really believe that an open mind, a curiosity of some of what the best that they have to offer, not the negative, is something that's got to be exploited. I mean, we see certain countries now, people rebelling against their religious leader because he has a certain way of thinking, and it's not conducive for a whole population.
That's correct. Sometimes it's the ego. In order to maintain inner grace and an open channel to the divine or to the universe, you really need to use meditation, as I said before, going within and listening. Go within and ask for your help and listen to what your body tells you. Listen to what your mind tells you. And we also have the power of setting up our day. Every morning I think about my day and what I want to accomplish in that day. I remember one time when I was working for an attorney, a very good friend of mine, and I had about 5 meetings in one day, a half hour apart. And I was really tense in the morning. I didn't know how I was going to do it. So I decided to sit down, have a cup of coffee, take time, and think about my day and see myself going through it easily and quickly and smoothly. And I did that about 3 times, and my day went easily, quickly, and smoothly because there was no fear, because I had decided that there wasn't going to be any fear. There wasn't going to be any delays. And that's what happened. And it marvels me to think that we do have that kind of power in our mind, and we can think our way through things and then manifest them. Have you noticed that, Frank?
I've always had a positive attitude about life. I can't wait to get up. I can't wait to do things. Some of what I've learned when I was living up in Boston was sound and imagery. And it works if your favorite music, even a picture of some tranquil place like mountains with a lake, and do your meditation with it. It's unbelievable what it opens up.
It really does. And, of course, I do have Ardas. I love Ardas. That's prayer beyond prayer. It's the oldest mantra known. And I have had a lot of people work with that. And it really opens you up. The music opens you up. And Richard Schulman's music opens you up. And we play that at the end of every show. And if you just listen to that music and go out into that space. By the way, Richard Schulman's website is richheartmusic.com. And it's 2 H's, richheartmusic.com. And you'll find some wonderful things. He's got fabulous ascension music, and you can feel yourself being lifted right up. And that's where we're going. Everything that's happening now is leading us to ascension. It's leading us to another world where we're going to express ourselves differently, without fear, without hate, without prejudice. We're going to bring in love, peace, and harmony, and we're going to be able to fulfill ourselves and the mission of our soul, and it will be beautiful. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we've come to the end of the show. Frank, it's always wonderful having you, and I'm sure that you'll be back. And next week we'll probably have a teaching week, and I want you now to listen to the music as we end. We're having Water by William Vitalis, which is just a beautiful song. The Garden Meditation, because it's springtime. I'm really enjoying my garden. I'm going to close with Entering into the Unknown with Richard Schulman. Take the time to listen to that music, because if you do tonight, you might be able to enter the unknown. Who knows? Thank you, Frank.
And thank you.
And good night, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Water. It's known by many names. The Muslim call it Jal. The Hindu call it Pani. The Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world nothing like water, dear sister water, so humble and pure. I would cry too if I was a cloud. If I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the wars over the world, if I could fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey. Oh, God. From the same
This is the Garden of Life Meditation with Elizabeth Joyce. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are still in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck because we can always change our thinking. As we continue to choose positive thoughts and actions, the negative thoughts dissolve away. So, take a deep breath, sit with your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor, and legs uncrossed. Or you can lay down. Close your eyes and allow these messages to flow and penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are the most important to you at this moment. These positive concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As your body, mind, spirit absorbs them by repetition, you are slowly strengthening and crossing the bridge, the very basis of your garden of life. As we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to flow into your consciousness, know that you are planting the seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those experiences, those old hurts, old pain, and I put them into this stream and watch them dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward into the new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which kind of vibrational plane I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others releases me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself, because when I can forgive, I am setting myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now, to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross this bridge with joy and ease, and the old issues have transformed into wonderful new experiences. You know, my life gets better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and the old thoughts stand in my way. My new thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release the things in my past that cloud my vision. I now can see the perfection of all of life. I willingly forgive, and I bring love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and see yourself breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and bring in the aromatherapy of spring, all the flowers blooming and the glorious sights of the brilliant colors. As I take a deep breath, I observe my life with joy abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided through the day in making good choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continually guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. As I break free and think wonderful thoughts, I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. This is my new vision of reality. And so it is.